Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the early edition of the Matt Kramer Show. The time is 8 minutes to 6 in the morning on this Friday. And today's show, we will bring you the early news and weather and sports stats. Games that happened last night and games that will happen later on today in the evening. So make sure you call in for questions, comments, concerns, or questions today, 347-884-8739. 347-884-8739, and I will enter your calls for you on any topic that you wish to speak on. Excuse me. Yesterday's broadcast, we mentioned a lot of topics, and we're going to mention some more and some updates from yesterday's broadcast as well. So you want to call in for that also. 347-884-8739, 347-884-8739. That's the number to call for your questions here on the Matt Kramer Show, live from Anaheim, California. And here we go. I posted a link to this radio show to Twitter and Facebook. So to anyone who is awake, please do call in today for your questions. 347-884-8739. Joan Rivers is resting comfortably after being rushed to hospital for cardiac arrest. So prayers were answered there for Miss Joan Rivers. Hopefully she continues to recover through this health scares through some kind of throat surgery or something. So pray for Joan Rivers. Okay, I'm going to get to the top stories here, but first I want to get to the weather. Today's weather high will be 88 here in Garden Grove or Anaheim, California. 88 today, tomorrow's 90. Sunday is 88 degrees. Monday is a little lower at 86. So please stay cool. Stay in the house, turn on your air conditioner, whatever it may be. Make sure you're inside if you're at work, unless you actually have to work outside, like a construction site or whatever. Be safe, drink water or juices to keep you hydrated. Okay. Yesterday's games in the Major League Baseball, we had the Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati Reds won by 5 points yesterday. New York Yankees lost to the Detroit Tigers by 1 point. And the Colorado Rockies lost by 3 points to San Francisco Giants, 4-1 score there. Tampa Bay Rays lost by 1 point to the Baltimore Orioles. Atlanta Braves won last night by 5 points. New York Mets only got one run in, one score, one home run. Minnesota Twins won by 6 points, 11-5, against the Kansas City Royals. That's yesterday. Texas Rangers lost by 2 points to the Houston Astros. Cleveland Indians won against the Chicago White Sox. Oakland Athletics lost by 1 point against the Angels. Wow. All those were yesterday's games. So hopefully you had entertainment
yesterday watching the baseball games, whether you watched it on TV or were there live at the game. Hopefully you were impressed. Today's games will be between, we'll have 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, one 6 o'clock game, and 7 o'clock game, 7:05, 7:10, 7:10, 7:15. Minnesota Twins will play against the Orioles. Cincinnati Reds will play against the Pirates. New York Yankees will play today against Toronto Blue Jays. Boston Red Sox will play against the Tampa Bay Rays. Philadelphia Phillies will play against New York Mets. Miami Marlins will play against the Braves today. Detroit Tigers will play against the White Sox. Cleveland Indians will play against the Kansas City Royals. Texas will play against Houston. Chicago against St. Louis Cardinals. Colorado Rockies against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Oakland A's will play against the Angels again today at 7:05. Washington Nationals will play against the Seattle Mariners. Dodgers will play against the San Diego Padres. And Milwaukee Brewers will play against the San Francisco Giants today. So those are 4:05 games, 4:07 start time for the New York and Toronto, 4:10, 2:10 games, Boston and Tampa Bay and Philadelphia and New York, 4:35 p.m., Miami and Atlanta, 5:10, 5:10, 5:10, 3 games at 5:10. Chicago Cubs will play this Cardinals at 5:15, a 6:40 game, Colorado and Arizona, 7:05, Oakland A's and Angels, 7:10. And 2 7:10 games, that's the Washington, Seattle, Dodgers, and San Diego game, and the Milwaukee and San Francisco game will be 7:15 today. So check your local listings for your games, or go to the, if you're from those countries, cities, go to the game live, if you can afford it. Okay. Top stories today include the subjects of Ukraine, Syria, Angelina Jolie, who is now officially married to Brad Pitt. So good luck to them. Ebola virus, Mian Nawaz Sharif. Who is he? Suicide bombers to attack anti-government rallies of Imran Khan. Tahiti, Pakistani, whatever. And what was the biggest anti-government challenges yet to Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who took office last year in the first democratic transfer of power? Two men led huge protest rallies to the Capitol, demanding his resignation. This is from ZEE News. Okay, Joan Rivers mentioned she's recovering from her cardiac arrest, from her throat surgery. Pray for her. Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi plans digital cloud for, digital cloud for every Indian to free up service delivery. Wow. Serena Williams, UEFA Champions League, and the iPhone is the top stories today. World News, Ukraine mentioned that Mian Nawaz Sharif, Narendra Modi, Gaza Strip, Golan Heights, Scotland, Senior Aid, Turkey, Iceland, and refugees. There's a new bill out in California today that defines what it means to say yes to sex, yes or no to sex. This looks like a very interesting bill, and it passed through the Senate. So This is to stop sexual assault. So, a law would require affirmative consent and such and such. This is from Washington Post, so what? So read that about this new bill. So that's kind of cool. Virginia polygamy, Rick Perry. I mentioned him a few broadcasts ago. Let's see what they had to say about Rick Perry. Rick Perry enters the final stages of indictment grief. And there's confusion there. Pennsylvania, Philip Seymour Hoffman, he's an actor who died of an overdose. And now a jazz musician arrested in wake of Philip Seymour Hoffman's overdose death. And your daily news. Boston, Sheen Rains, California State Legislature, Republican Party, and the weather. 347-884-8739 if you want to talk about any of the subjects. Go to Google News right now and you'll be seeing the same subject titles as I am for today. Okay, business. Topics include Narendra Modi, JP Morgan Chase, European Central Bank, Gold, Tesco PLC, Abercrombie and Fitch, mortgage loans, electronic commerce, Labor Day, which is soon, I believe. Labor Day, I think it's the first week of September, I think. Yep, Monday, September 1st. Okay, Labor Day is menu to the Dutch Royal Dutch Shell. Technology subjects include the iPhone, Google, Samsung Group, Tesla Motors, Nintendo 3DS, dogs, Jake Roberts. Jake Roberts, a former WWE Hall of Famer Jake the Snake Roberts is hospitalized after passing out on the plane en route to Las Vegas for an independent show being put on by Sin Booty. Pray for him. Not sure if he's saved or not, but pray for Mr. Jake Roberts, Jake the Snake Roberts. Arjo's Uber and Deutsche Telekom. Three of the other subjects in technology news. Entertainment news. Angelina Jolie is married. Joan Rivers is recovering from a cardiac arrest. Shakira is pregnant with her second child. Friends, there's a Friends reunion that happened recently. November Man. Britney Spears splits from boyfriend after cheating video surfaces. Bad, 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 bad. Beyonce Knowles. Beyonce's dad hints divorce rumors are stunt to sell tour tickets. Oh, come on. Seriously? Stupid. That's stupid. Bruce Springsteen. Outlaw Pete reborn as a children's book. Interesting. Bruce Springsteen is 65. Life of Crime. Based on Elmer Leonard's The Switch. And Jackie Chan, actor arrested with Jackie Chan's son, released. Oh, a Taiwanese actor arrested on drug charges along with the son of Hong Kong film star Jackie Chan was released Friday after 2 weeks in detention amid a broad anti-drug crackdown in China's capital that has ensnared several celebrities. Okay, journalist, RTE.ie, Jackie Chan, ashamed over son drug charges. Myths are nonsense, says another article. Sports, we mentioned the games that happened yesterday and today. College Football Rewind. Kenny Hill proves Aggies fine without Manziel. So Mr. Manziel is out and the Aggies are fine with that. That's okay. UEFA Champions League, Serena Williams, New York Yankees, Domestic Violence, NASCAR, San Francisco Giants, Miami Dolphins, FC Bayern Munich, Nico Rosberg. Apologizes to Lewis Hamilton for Belgium Grand Prix crash. Dominika Cibulková. Don't know who that is. And I can't read it because it's all in Russian. Looks like Russian. Right. Science news. Iceland, Papua New Guinea, IBM, Evolution, Sun, Endangered Species, Elwha River, Arctic, NASA, and Lake Erie. Health news. Ebola, domestic violence, drug overdose, research, Takeda Pharmaceutical Company, autism, transcranial magnetic stimulation, food, stroke, multiple sclerosis. Great, great topics here on GoogleNews.com. So look it up, reading. Those of you who are into Star Wars, there's quite a few books coming out. One is called Tarkin. It's about the Grand Moff Tarkin character from Episode 4, introduced in Episode 4, played by Peter Cushing. And now there's a background book about him. Another one is called Lords of the Sith, which takes place between Episode 4 and 5, I believe. List of future books. This is from Wikipedia. A New Dawn, which is part of the new Star Wars Rebels cartoon show, which will be coming soon. Star Wars Rebels, Rebels Journey of Ezra Bridger. Imperial Handbook, The Commander's Guide. Rebellion, The Rebellion Begins. Ooh, The Rebellion Begins. Servants of the Empire, Edge of the Galaxy. That's also part of Star Wars Rebels. Star Wars Costumes, Original Trilogy. Tarkin, Droids in Distress. And the Inquisitor's Track. That's also Star Wars Rebels. So I'm not sure about this new Star Wars Rebels. I like the Star Wars Clone Wars one. I really do. Especially when it included Darth Maul at the very end. In 2015, Sabine, my Rebel sketchbook, Secret Jedi, The Adventures of Kanan Jarrus, Rebel Leader and Jedi Master, or like part of the Star Wars Rebels, Heir to the Jedi, which I'm looking forward to. Which comes out on February 17th, 2014. Servants of the Empire, Rebel in the Ranks. That's Star Wars Rebels. Lords of the Sith, another one by Paul S. Kemp, released April 21st, 2015. A junior novel of Star Wars Episode 4 by R.J. Palacio, and an untitled A Science Adventures novel by Christine Golden, summer 2015. There's a Disney version of Star Wars Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, also to be determined. So, that's cool. the two, maybe three books I'm looking forward to, but they don't come out till later this year and next year. So we'll have to wait. Wait. All right. The new Star Trek books. Star Trek. 347-8487-39. People call, please. 347-8487-39. You will get your questions answered, my today friends. Okay. September 1st. Thus, Latinum lost and found. A DS9 ebook. The Cute Gamut Part 3, Issue 37 of Star Trek, IDW Encore, September 3rd, Blu-ray Disc Collection Star Trek The Compendium. Interesting. There's a Pocket Voyager novel, Acts of Contrition, by Kristen Bayer. These Other Voyages, TOS Season 3, by Mark Cushman. October 1st, A Cue Gamut Part 4. October 6th, Pocketbook TNG, QR Cordially Uninvited by Rudy Josephs. Expected to be released October 2014. The novella will reportedly feature Q at the wedding of Beverly Crusher and Jean-Luc Picard, which places it between the events of Before Dishonor and Greater Than the Sun. Like, fantastic. There's a book coming out called Takedown. To be released on January 27, 2015. And Armageddon's Arrow comes out May 26, 2015. By Dayton Ward. So that's our latest Star Trek Next Generation book. So look up those on memoryalpha.org. memory/alpha.org. And you'll get all the books that you'll want. So look that up. 347-8487-39. That's the number to call here for the radio show. Thank you for joining us. We will end it a little early today. It's 6:15 a.m. in the morning. Hopefully you have a great Friday and a great weekend. Stay cool. It will be hot today. Thank you for listening.